advice. Let's go. Donna, go ahead.
Some people say that it's good to chuckle when you daven, an essay or whatever.
No, Mr. to chuckle, but okay.
So I was,
no, I don't either. I don't chuckle.
Hmm?
I never chuckle. My father never chuckled.
So is it
good? Tell you what, it's a mitzvah. If it is done the way it was done by Rabbi Akiva of the Slavs, but when it's artificial, there's no meaning.
No meaning.
If it's artificial. Oh, meaning. That's putting on a nap.
And so, should you or should you not? Like, now.
I can't advise you. I don't do it.
If the concept of Ayin Hara is only theoretical and not literal,
psychological,
yeah. Then why are we allowed to apply halakhos to it, such as saying that two brothers aren't allowed to get aliyahs in a row from one another?
Well, first of all, it's only tzavuos from Yudachos. He doesn't mention it as a din. It's tzavuos that he was mitzave for his children and his descendants, not for every Jew. And the reason for it is because, you see, Zuges, the Gemara in Pesachim mentions, in Zuges, five body more. And that, of course, is superstition. So Abamiri, as a Kashi, how is it that Hachomim believe in superstition? The Gemara says in Pesachim, that goes to Tresomet Beis, in Shealim, the Chedek Hachomim, you're not allowed to inquire from astrologists. You have to be complete with your Rebbeinu Shlomo. You have to believe in the Rebbeinu Shlomo and nothing else. But Rebbeinu says, because in those days, believe in those. So if you believe it, it has an effect. You know, the Mishgoyim will inquire from the gypsies. So the gypsies say, oh, they'll have a lot of success, but at the end, it will be very terrible. So they become frustrated and destroyed, and then they finally commit suicide. So that's so Mimela, all the dinim of Zugis are not mentioned in the Rambam, not in Mechaba, not in Ramo, not even in the Chochma Sodom, no one mentioned. Because the Gemara itself says, the mocking the Kabdinon Kabdinon. You mock him the loy kabdilon, loy kabdilon. If it's a place where people are makpid, so then we are makpid. If it's a place where people are not makpid, we are not makpid either.
So why does the Mechaber then use Ayin Hara as a reason for assuring two brothers getting aliyahs right next to each other?
Yeah, because even in the days of Mechaber, Jews believed in these things. And don't think that it has no psychological effect. When somebody gives you a dirty look, so it keeps on boring a hole in your psyche, in your mentality. Yeah.
When the invention with the minion.
What?
The invention, the meeting with the minion. The leader of the benching sometimes has a tendency that when they say Elohim, they do like a half stand up.
Okay, Mirat, I don't do it. Even before the stroke, I don't do it. And I never saw my father do it.
Is there any reason behind
it? None. Yeah.
When I was in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, I saw that there was a Jew who was walking down the street, and he went by the stores and by the people who were driving in cars, and he started screaming, Shabbos, Shabbos,
okay.
Shabbos. Is there
can
a point for that?
No, the Chechil Hashem. And the Chechil Hashem. And then he dispels Jews who stand on the borderline, who are still observant. But when they see that, they fall prey to the influence of the secularists.
And when I ask,
and some of the fanatics even throw stones, and they are machalas Shabbos themselves.
When I went over to him and I asked him why he was doing what he was doing. And after a whole conversation, he wound up saying that he was doing it for himself. So, is there a...
For himself, yeah. To satisfy his so-called Yitzhatev, which is worse than Yitzhara.
When the Bayis Shlishi is built, are we still going to have to say Musaf? Because Musaf represents...
No, you still have to say Musaf. Yosef Zman HaBayis, you have to say Musaf. Because there are two kiyumim of Kabbalists. There is an actual carbon, and then there is a carbon of Nishalma poems for saying. In other words, a verbal carbon. So, one is consistent with the other. On the contrary, the main carbon is a verbal carbon. But, and the reason as to why the Torah mentioned Kabbalists, the Ramban explains, because in those days, and the Ram also says many books, the Umsalom were accustomed to bring Kabbalists to the idols, to the Moloch. And why? Because there is an urge in every human being to bring Kabbalists. Because if a human being doesn't bring Kabbalists, he feels that his life is empty. And he becomes discouraged and frustrated. And that is also the reason the Ramban says, as why the Rebbeinu Shlom, as Avraham Avinu, to bring his beloved son Yitzchok as a burnt offering unto Hashem. So the Ramban asks the Kashi, the Rebbeinu Shlom is omniscient, and he knows everything, so he knew that Avraham Avinu will stand by this Nisoy. So the Ramban gives the obvious answer. Asoron Yisheni is Nisnas Avraham Avinu. As a young child, he was ready to let Nimrit HaRosho throw him into the hot, fiery furnace. But there is a bigger sacrifice to sacrifice the son. Now, the Teraskenim in Parshat Deishin and the Posik of the Haftor Ahal Kamecho, Omar Rabative, Zekol God Batel, Benazar Emer, Zesifer Tilde Sodom, Yem Breyer Lechim Es Odom, with Musa Lechim Eise, Kol God Lechim Eise. So, the Rash, and the Raivet, and Rabbi Hillel, and their Perushim, and the Seraskim, and the Kashif, what does Benazar want from Rabbi Kivet? Isn't that what Hillel HaSor told the Ger who wanted to learn Kolater Kula Al Reglachas? So he told him, Maraloch Sana Lechavach Lishavet, whatever is hateful unto thee, don't do it unto thy neighbor. So the same answer. So they all give the answer. Two answers. One is because to be makriv a son by a beloved, by a loving father, is a more supreme sacrifice, bigger sacrifice than to makriv himself. The other teretz is because, when as I says to Rabbi Kivet, when is after Hakamicha Kalbara Tero a basis for all the obligations of Nalu Havere only goes hand in hand with the Muni Bashem? But if it doesn't go hand in hand with the Muni Bashem, and human being is considered only as intellectual, a human being without any ethical values, because we Jews believe not only that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the source of physical reality, but is also the source of ethical reality. We have to be compassionate, even towards animals, a human being who feels and is sensitive. We have to believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the source of all ethical values. But if he considers the Rebbeinu Shlom only as the source of physical reality, then he becomes like the Nazis are ruling, you know, who killed millions of Jews. At first, the figures were 6 million Jews, but now I read in the New York Times 2 weeks ago, in the Sunday New York Times, that the Americans found in the archives of Berlin 7.5 million Jews were killed. Okay. Yeah.
How do we deal with secular Jews?
Secular Jews? We have to be kind of them. Be kind of them.
We have to hate them?
What? I'll tell you an interesting story. about Reb Chaim in 1904. So a Jewish stupid communist, the president of a 50 Tsarist soldiers, shot in effigy the portrait of Tsar Nikolai. So one of the soldiers went immediately to the home of the mayor of Brisk, the Magistar, as it was called, and told him the story. So that happened on Zimdidali. The mayor immediately went at the verdict that this stupid Jewish soldier is to be shot on the day after Yom Kippur. Now when Reb Chaim heard of that, so he called a certain Jew who was a Rabbi in the mayor's office, and the Rabbi sent his own home, and he told him, please find out from the mayor how much money he wants in order to release the stupid Jewish soldier. So he came back and answered, if he gets 10,000 rubles, he'll release him, and he'll disappear, wherever he wants, to America, to South Africa, to Australia, to Palestine, wherever he wants. So he called on Zimgidal Reb Chaim, a meeting of the Anshei Kehillah. So when they heard that, so they said, even the Lomdim, so they said, Rishkarov, how can you say we have to give? After all, there is only 10,000 Truma in the treasury of the Brisker Chile. So what will we do with all the orphans and the aged and the sick and the mentally who are physically and retarded? So we won't have to give a penny. So Prime Minister, directly saw the child. Don't worry about it. The Rebbeinu Shalom will provide it. So they said, Lomdim, please off. The Gemara Navizora says, Hamomrim Bam, Haminim Bam, Muslim, Bamum Lachis Maridin Lemailim. So without giving a penny, a pute, we are not allowed to muscle them. And you tell us we should give away every pute, every rubu. So he said, I know the deal of Maridin Lemailim. Maridin Lemailim was only Shayach in the days of old when the Rebbeinu of Am Yisrael was tzaddikim, shem mitzvahs, but only a few emute de mute, like Dosom Baviram, Komokim Shem Am Yisrael. So he is mischaving to Dosom Baviram, Sheheim, Yerishosom, Mitchilosom Vasefom, but Achshov, and the Rebbeinu of Rebbeinu can see that Karl Marx and Leon Trotsky and Nicholas Lenin as the spiritual leaders. So, Ein Apikeres Weniger, Ein Apikeres member, macht nicht keinen Unterschied. You know what happened to that communist? On the day after Yom Kippur, he moved out and he went to America. At that time, he didn't require any visa. When he came to America, he became a Balchuve, and in 2 years, he became an Osher Muflek, and he gave thousands of dollars for all the institutions of Stoke and yeshivas. Yes.
Is one over Lifnei Iver if one Ben Bais doesn't hold by a certain Eruv in the community and another Ben Bais does, and he invites him over to his house for lunch on Shabbos and he knows he's going to carry?
I'll tell you. Is the person observant except that he carries in an Erev?
They're both observant.
Okay,
but he
so
carries in an Erev.
He's allowed to shoot him down. And little by little, he should influence him not to carry within the Erev.
So, but if he didn't invite him over to his house?
Yeah, so he should accommodate him to stay in his house.
He should?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
If one doesn't use the Erev and he has a pet, like let's say it's a dog,
yeah.
Is he able to walk and go with the leash?
Yes.
Even if
he's not on the shulchan, but he's allowed to go to lead his pet. Yeah.
Is it all right for one Jew that holds by the Erev to request another Jew that does hold by the Erev to carry something for him?
No, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Yes. Finished. So then I'll go over. It was brought to
you. What do you want?
Sometimes when I'm
You have one more question?
Yeah, because that's okay.
Oh, okay. Sometimes like when I'm walking home from shul on Friday night, and I'm walking on the sidewalk, and all of a sudden a light turns on.
Yeah.
Because some people have sensor-activated lights underneath the sidewalk, and when you walk on the sidewalk,
when you step,
yeah. So when you step on it, it turns on a light.
I'll tell you, he should close his eyes for a minute. So it'll be a psychration of Lichus, and then open up his eyes.
So it's mutter to walk along the sidewalk, even though you know it's going to
Muta. Okay. Ve'ilah mishpot ma'ashetot shalot me'en. Tisik ne'eredid, she'i shonim yavit, uva'shvi'i ye'itze l'chav t'chim. Im v'gapi yovit v'gapi ye'itze, im v'ali shohu v'yotzo yishtim, im adeno v'itim l'isho v'yolu l'vonim v'voneis, הוא אישו ויועדו אותיר עדינאו, הוא אישו בגבי. ואם אומר ימר אבל את האב כסדני, אסישתי, ובונה אלוהי זרופי. והגישי עדינאו ולוהים נסחר, לבזן, והגישי לאדרס, אולם זוזו, ולחוצו, עדינאו פסול מעשי אבו אלוהיון. So, the Gemara in Dushin says, איזן ששומע מר סיני, כי ליבני ישראל עבורים, עבוריהם ולעבורים לעבורים, איג'ו, He's only a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not a servant of a human being, the biggest human being, even President Flint, everyone, the biggest king. V'olach, v'yoma, v'kono, v'mochar asatzme, li'evet, yos, the Yerushalmi is another nusach. Eizen sheshoma ala Sinai, o'neich yad Hashem o'echecho, v'olach, v'mochar asatzme, Leodin, according to Shalme, that recognizing a human lord over him, so it involves a mashu of Avodah ואם לבני ידענו כמי שתאפון יש אצלו, אם אחר עשית כלי, שאירו, כסוצו ואינוצו לאירו, ואם שלושי לא ליעץ לו, ויהיו צוחינו מכסף. מה כי יש במאי סיומות, אשר לצודו, ותמינו יודי, ושמתי לחמוקים, אשר יונו שם. וכי יודי הרי להורי ואורבו, ומזבחי תקוחנו למוס. ומה כי אוהבים אימי סיומות, וגן יפי שמחורי, ונמצו יו אימי סיומות. ומקלל אוהבים ימי סימוס, וכי יריבון אנושים ויקו איש אסרי ובהם בעגל, ויומוס ונופל משקוף, אם יוקום ויסל בחוץ על משנתי, וניקו המקו רק שיפתי ייתן, וירפי ירפי, וכי נרפי ירפי, so the Kamnivadis Runa says that it means two ripus, one ripu to cure the wound, and one ripu because he gets certain medication, so then he becomes he gets spots, let's say, and bruises all over his body, so he has to be merapi again. Yaki zavdus amasivash ivet umisakas yodei nokim nokim achim yeim yemayim yomad yukam tikas חינות האנושים נופיש אור, ויוצא יורדאו וליוסי, אני איש יוניס, כאשר יושיס לא בא לאישו, ונוס המפלויים. ומוסין יהיה נוסעת הנפש, תחס נפש, עין תחס עין, שן תחס עין, כנאהב דרמב"ם, סקנד חלק, פרק א', מילכס, חבל ומזכי. שן תחס עין, יו תחס יון, רגל תחס עוד, כביר תחס כביר, פסע תחס פסע, חבור תחס חבור.
That's another one.
החבר בחברי חייב לשלום לחבר שלו. ולי, נזק, ביצה, וריפו בשביל שבשת. וחמיד של בורם אלו כולם משתלם מהיובה שמחוסו, כי דין כל המסיקים. נזק איצה, שמכות היד חברי. הוא רק לחי נעשה, כי הוא אוהב נמכה בשביל. Can I also have a small gimbal of Sanhedrin? Umshalim ha-pachas Shiri Frisendom Shenema ayin terasai Mepi shavulam Shizeh shenema Tachas l'shalim amnu Allah yimu Zeh shenema Vezeo Kashi yitim mum buodom Tei nosubay Eini lakvil Vezeh kum shichol v'chavir ולשמרו לחסרי עיבר ולך לבי כאשר עושו לפיכו משל המסקי ועל אימר ולהסיק חוקי פלש של צייח ולצייח ובלבד שם עיבר עבור לחיסו מפורים ולחבור לצי פשיט So in other words, the question is how is it that the Torah Mensch gave a piece of compelling meaning to say that time to chasai is lex talionis if Ruvay chopped off the hand of Shimon So Bezden, Shashu Chapov, the end of Ruvay. That's Achzorias, that's Rachmones, that's only and the Torah is Moli Rachami. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rachmine, Rabchanine Kotz Yode, the Chavolim. Rabchanine was accosted in certain, in under unusual circumstances, under unusual circumstances, that a certain Jew was so poor, such a sadist, that he enjoyed chopping off hands of other human beings. So Litzer HaShor, Rabchanine told that his hand should be chopped off in order to arouse all the people that are made that they should not be such sadist also. But that's against the deen of Ein Tachasai. So that means that Mitzada deen, it should be Mamesh Lexarions, because he only deserves it. But the Torah does not want to Mishtamesh deen, but usually Uvrach. But Rachmim altogether, exclusive of the... So then you have the Rachmonis and the Nazis too, and the Bolsheviks, and the Stalinites, everybody. So Mele the Torah said that it has to be intermingled and intertwined with Din and Rachmim. And the Mide of Rachmim should be used primarily against Jewish Rishonim and against good to Misalem, but you know, even in Misalem, sometimes conjures up in Chagas that the other, that his wife or his son or his daughter-in-law, son-in-law, tries to persecute him and kill him. So you have to put Rachmanis. But against Sene Yisrael, you have to be Mishtamesh primarily with the Midas Hadin, but not to kill everybody, but to kill only those who are the leaders of vicious, not the Hameinam, who are the Shoim, where the vicious emanates from their stupidity, but the leaders, so the stupidity emanates from the vicious. Okay, what else? Now, so the Nezra and the Sfun and the Ramban say, Ein Tachasayim, Rohu Yolenshi, Elo Shatero, Racham Olof, he deflected from Midas Hadin to Midas Racham. And the same thing is Ligavi Kefa. Hasheya Yisokir, the Ubolof Yumos, if it happened three times. So Neza says it means Rohu Yis Yumos, and the same thing says Rashi. But suppose he doesn't pay the Kefa, then Rashi and Rashbam, Rashi, he marks the base on the base, and the Rashbam and the Posik in Mishpotim says, we mamish have to, his mamish chayev mishishmaim, if the owner does not do tshuva. Okay. Any other question? Any other question? Yes.
Yes. Friday morning, Erev Shabbos. If by Shabbos one forgets to put on tefillin, and Mincha comes around, and he still forgets to put tefillin on,
and so where is my Mincha? Yeah. It's at the 12 o'clock.
Yes.
So he should have Mincha first, and then Shabbos.
No, he said if a person didn't put on tefillin, he forgot to put on tefillin, or he couldn't put
so
on tefillin.
So he put on tefillin for Mincha.
But now let's say he didn't. And no, it's Benesh Mashos?
Yes.
Any question?
Yes.
Okay. Can you put on tefillin in Benesh Mashos?
Before Benesh Mashos, but not Benesh Mashos. 5 minutes before Benesh Mashos.
Okay. Now, if it's during Benesh Mashos, should you put them on?
No, you can't.
You can't?
Cannot.
Unless he relies on Shittas Tavim and Tam, or to be learned, rely on Shittas Tavim and Tam, like Kule, Omer, Lechomer.
We said that we use the Midas Adin only really for the heads of the Banach of the Hamon Am. So when we just said about the Nazis, weren't the Nazis considered as the Hamon Am just following what the leaders were telling them to do?
No, they're not Hamon Am. You know, same Germans who under the Hindenburg administration, and I was in Berlin under the Hindenburg administration, he showed so much courtesy. I remember when my mother had to ask a question how to go to a certain place, so the policeman took off the hat. But under the Nazi administration, they were the first ones to push the Jews into Treblinka and Auschwitz before they even received the Hitler license from the German, from the Gestapo. And the same thing was true of the Poles and Lithuanians. Also the same thing. They are showing more. Yeah.
The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that if one reads Sfarim Chitzonim, he has no chelek in Olam Haba.
Also the Miri says that it doesn't mean if he reads them, but if he reads them in order to be inspired by them. Somebody reads Spinoza because he enjoys becoming an Epicurus.
So one would be allowed to read secular books, just if he's not...
From the point of view of the Dharma Shetosh of Epicurus, he's Mekayim Mitzvah. The Rambam says in many books that he read all the books of the pagans, all of them. But there is love. But it's only when the love is only Shayach, when you do it in order to follow their opinions, but not in for the purpose of counteracting them. Yeah.
Are you allowed to write on your body with not
on Shabbos?
No,
Shabbos. Write down a telephone number on your...
Since you guys saw it. Telephone number, if it's important sometimes, it's all right.
Or just any message?
Yeah, that's right.
You can use paper for that.
Yeah.
Regarding walking the dog, I wanted to know, there are different leashes you could use, like some long, some short.
Boots. Different boots.
No, a leash to hold the dog. Walking the dog on Shabbos.
Oh, leash.
Because there's a leash, the rope.
You have to make sure it's tight, but it's not attaining yet. You have to make sure it's like taut.
He's allowed to hold it, a leash.
I understand.
But does the leash have to be tight? Because if the leash is not tight, then the rope, let's say it's rope. So if the dog is pulling, so you're
right,
it's tight.
So it's like,
but if it's loose, so the it droops.
So
it's
what?
No, not a problem. Not called carrot.
I didn't see an ease. There is a tshuva by Moshe Feinstein, a certain person who was head blind. He saw on one eye, not the other, and he was holding a dog with a leash. Whether he's allowed to bring the dog with the leash and the sicknesses. So Mitch Feinstein was mad. Yeah.
Just back on before, why is it that we only use the Midas Adin for the heads, and if they're Goyim, why don't we just say use the Midas Adin for them anyway?
Because they are the Rishoyim whose stupidity emanates from riches. And with the Rishoyim of Yisrael, the riches emanates from the stupidity.
And why should that make a difference? Why should we, even if it is stupidity, why should we use Midas Rachamim on them? If they're going and they're using riches, we should...
If you know psychology, so you know Freud discovered the concept of the individual unconscious, and Dr. Alfred Adler discovered the concept of inferiority complex, and Dr. Jung, who was a Swiss, discovered the race unconscious. I mean, it's a wonderful description. So he says, why did the Germans kill so many Jews during the Holocaust era? Because they are the descendants of the ancient Teutonic barbarians who did so much havoc in Europe and almost destroyed Europe. And the same thing is true of the Jews. Why are the Jews so good? The Jews in the Hindenburg administration were so loyal and patriotic to Germany more than the Germans, and they sang loud, Deutschland über alles. And still, they contributed so much to the promotion of science and arts and technology. And still, the German barbarians, the descendants of the ancient Teutonic barbarians, killed them. Men, women, and innocent children in the Auschwitz and Treblinka extermination camps because of the race unconscious. Yeah.
Is one required to stand for Asaras HaDibros?
Well, the Rambam has in the Tshuva that if somebody is not accustomed to stand the Tris HaTera all the time, he should not allow to stand for Asaras HaDibros, because that indicates there is a Marasayim that he considers the Asaras HaDibros as the only thing that was revealed by Hashem, and the other mitzvahs were given by Meishe Midas HaSod. But today it's not a reason, because it's a minhag, just as it is muta to stand for Shir of Yosha and for the Shir of Azin, or for the Shira of Vora. So it's muta to stand at the Asaras HaDibros. Yeah.
What is the halacha regarding women getting together to daven, like a group for tefillah?
No, it's a chil Hashem.
Yeah?
It's mamesh following the chukis agoyim.
Even if they don't do anything, they don't like say Kaddish or Chazar HaShatz.
What they say, they have a minyan and
No, not a minyan. Just getting together to daven together. Not.
That's okay. As long as one girl, one woman does not put on a talis and say Kaddish.
Oh, yeah.
Are you aware of what's going on now in Queens?
Yeah, what? Oh. I know, but I received so many calls from Rabbi Rosenthal, and they say that Reb Simcha Kraus is responsible. And the further chiddush is that Rabbi Elias, you know who Rabbi Elias is? He's the principal of the Boyer High School. He said it's all the fault of a Baron Soloveitch, because he trains the Talmidim that women should have separate minyan in the Kaddish. No, think I worry about it. He's a real chiddush. Yeah.
In a conservative or a
farm show? No. If there is a new fruf and it might arouse ill will in the family, then it's a muta. But he should not get an aliyah. And he should not have them there, he should have them before. That's all. Yes?
Regarding, I learned that if you do something in halacha three times, so it becomes like a minhag of yours, you know, like let's say you stand up for a daven or something.
No. Yes.
Recently in Switzerland,
There was, in one of the Swiss banks, there was a scam uncovered by a guy that they were shredding the documents of the Jews that owed money from the Holocaust.
Right.
So there's a guy that uncovered it who had never heard of what a Jew was before, but he felt that it was wrong, and how should he be treated?
He's the one that reported it.
Yeah.
Okay. He's talking about what's going on in Switzerland now with the gold that the Swiss were saving for the Nazis.
Well, what?
In Switzerland, that they have a lot of gold that the Nazis stole, that the Nazis robbed, right. So he said there was one guy, there was one person who was shredding the documents about a week ago or 2 weeks ago that had the names of people that had the ownership of the gold.
And they were Jews.
Right, and another guy found him and reported him.
No. It was that night. It was a security guard. He didn't find someone to do it.
Oh, but he found out about it. So a security guard found out that they were shredding the documents.
Yeah.
And he reported it.
So
they had to stop
him. That boy, that guy or Jew, it will be punished or maybe shot, you know.
No. So he's saying, so how should we look at the security guard that stopped them from shredding the documents? Is he a tzaddik? Is he a ben olam haba? Is he just doing his job?
He's not a ben olam haba. I don't know, maybe he's other source. He saved Jews or so on. But like this, he's not a ben olam haba.
You're talking about the guard that stopped them from shredding it?
That's right.
Yeah. Is this security guard?
Yes.
If someone has a minog, holds by the minog not to say Baruch Hu after davening, but
Baruch Hu Basma. Baruch Hu Basra. Some people say Baruch Hu after Aleinu.
So what? Like this?
It's wrong. Right.
Yeah, so if you're in a shul where they say it, are you allowed to answer?
Of course, you have to answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Jews who hold that you're not allowed to shave your peis.
Said that you can shave off all the peis as long as you leave 40 hairs there.
So what's the basis for them? I mean, I assume that if they don't
Tibalum is the name. It's a Kabbalah. You can't discuss it. It's a Kabbalah. Shalavich ha'v'yageitz choskinach ha'v'yemolach. Yes. It's all.
What is the reason that a woman's minion is considered a chil Hashem?
What?
Why is a woman's minion a chil Hashem? But you're talking about where the women appoint the woman to get up there and.
Because it arouses, it inspires even Jewish observant women to become feminist and to hold me on. And to put on film, you know, there is one woman who never puts on film during the week, but African Shabbos in Yom Tov she puts on film. Yeah.
Is the Shem
Shemayim? Shem Shemayim, everything is Shem Shemayim. Moshe Kaplan also did it to Shem Shemayim. He was Matia in Achil Shabbos, if it was for the purpose of more unity between the husband, the Jew, and the woman, the goy.
Is there any idea in the Torah of a man being on a higher level than a woman, or is that?
On the contrary, I have an article, the higher aspect of the Jewish woman. Now, why do many so-called enlightened Jews and Gentiles say that the Torah has an inferior attitude towards the woman, that she is something? So, for two reasons. First of all, in many mechuyev, normal mitzvahs, negative commandments and positive commandments, even positive commandments that are man common, like shefer and ulev, you know, and tzuki. And the woman is only mechuyev in all negative commandments and in positive commandments that are not contingent upon the lapse of time, but mitzvahs are contingent upon the lapse of time, they are potter. So, Rabbi Tzalev Alojina once was called he wasn't called. He went together with the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rabbi Shlomo Rozhna was recognized as the spiritual leader of the Misnagdisha camp in Russia. And the Semach Tzedek was recognized as the spiritual leader of the Hasidic camp. And he asked them, how is it that your Torah has such an inferior attitude towards Goy? So I said, why do you say that? Because your Talmud says, Abjim Lachoyimah, Ein Kivris Nochrim Mitamim Be'er, Shenema, Odom Kiyomim Be'er. So, they spoil our Odom, but to be saved are not Odom. In other words, the Talmud considers them as subhuman, as gorillas. So I said, I'll answer you, Alachas Achas, Val Shtaim Shtaim. You ask the Kashi, why is it they say Shlo Sinu Goy? So he said, we also say Shlo Yisani Isha. Do you think that the Jews consider their wives as subhumans? God forbid. I wish that the Russian peasant had the same attitude towards their wives, or the Jewish husbands treat their wives as queens, and the Russian peasants, when they come home, beat up their wife. So why do you say so, Sanijo? So he said, the reason is very simple, because a man is mechuyev, no negative commandments and no positive commandments, whether it's mankome, contingent upon the lapse of time, or not contingent. And the woman is on mechuyev, no negative commandments, and in all positive commandments that are not contingent upon the lapse of time, but they are exempt from the mitzvahs they can continue from the lapse of time. So the reason is, a man is naturally and intuitively disposed towards violence, towards anger, towards vengeance, because he has a surplus of energy, and that surplus has to be satisfied some way. Some melee the Torah required him to spend the time of the big events of Yom Tov, of Rosh Hashanah, and Pesach, and Sukkot and Nazareth, in order to retard his surplus energy. But a woman is disposed towards compassion, towards affection, towards love, towards cooperation, and towards tolerance. So male naturally, she is disposed towards all these mitzvahs, and on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov, there is so much to do, you know, for the Shalom Bayis, and to unite the home, and so that the children will see that the father is a king and the mother is a queen. So when they get married, they'll do the same thing. What is Rechem is derived from the term Rachmones, because from birth and even before birth, according to Freud, so a child develops all the qualities, all the ethical qualities, good or evil. All right.
How are we supposed to view how animals think? Do they have feelings, or do they just think?
Animals.
Yeah. Do animals think? We want to know if animals think, or they just have feelings or instincts?
No, I'll tell you. We found out that mice, rats, have a tremendous, powerful talent in figuring out how to get fleas from the trap. They could even participate in the jeopardy, you know. Jeopardy. There are two kinds of jeopardy. One is that requires not a single talent in crossword puzzles. That could be done by animals better than by human beings. But geniuses who know everything about politics, about arts, about history, about arts, that animals don't have. But the talent to find out cross puzzles, crossword puzzles, that they have. has to feed him like an ox. Yaseir has been ho. Put in regard to a girl, so who is potter, so he should, she might has to show him, use the Torah, with volume availing. So, but at Isham Tzienes, so Adrabe, Tovi Olaya Boche, and study Torah.
That's Yosef.
Yeah. And Tzivach Hasidim also says, that what the Gemara says, Kalamis Biotero Kamalamis Tiflis, is only reference to the depth of Torah. The pilpul, the Harifes, she's not allowed to teach her, let's say, Bishalevi, Reb Chaim, Reb Yasimche, and, but the Pashtas Adinim, you are Mechuyev the teacher.
Is that any age?
Yes.
Is that any age that you're not allowed to teach, like the Reb Chaim?
Unless she herself demands it. My father, Rabbi Shebeah, used to teach a Tara. Rabbi Gemores, in Shabbos, in Yibomes, of Pargin and Yibur. He said, Pigo Amdonis, I don't do it. I teach them just Chumash and Nevi'im Ksuv when they are young. Yeah.
Regarding Shluach HaKhan, sending away the mother? Is it that because the mother has like some
like instinctual
feeling, you know,
what you see the Well, in the Mishnah Megillah, Oimer, Al Kan, Sipre Yagiru Achmecho, Mishaskenese. If somebody says in his prayers, your compassion extends toward the cage of birds, we silence him. So there's a machlekes between two amoroi. The woman Doma says, Nitnishe Iso, Kino be my space because he allows a jealousy between the Khan, a bird cage, and the caliph. On the contrary, the Torah says, La caliph tashlichanese, so Rashi says in Tzachim, La fro from the Aleph, that that's a mitzvah because we owe, we're feeling indebted to the caliph because in Mitzrayim, Loyachas caliph l'sheni. So even though we don't know that a particular caliph dog is a descendant of those dogs, might be descendants of other dogs, we still owe an obligation to the whole species.
So they don't have any feelings.
By Hagba, if...
What?
By Hagba.
By Hagba.
Yeah.
If the guy, if the, we know that you're not supposed to say Bezos HaTorah until you see the Ksav, until it's close enough so that you can read it. So, what if the guy who was doing Hagba did a bad job and you didn't see the Ksav?
It doesn't matter, doesn't
still say Bezos HaTorah.
It's what under the bridge. Yes.
This is called the Rebbe. Let's say someone's singing in a shul or in yeshiva. There's many seats. And it happens is someone's in the seat. And he davens there all the time. Yeah. Someone else came over and sat in that seat.
Yeah.
And she said to him, get out of the seat, Makom Kavua. How does Makom Kavua apply?
Well, it's an exaggerated concept of Chazok. Of Chazok. Exaggerated. Yes.
Why is one mutter to make a siyum by Tanis Bechoros and no other festival?
Tanis what?
Bechoros, before Pesach. Why is it mutter to make a siyum then in order to be matar achila, but not otherwise? Not by any other Tanis?
Because that's only a minute. It's not a din.
The Tanis.
What about Tanis Esther?
Tanis Esther really is also a minute according to all the shape, except from the time they showed us.
So Allah, a woman, be allowed to make a
siyum
on
Tanis
Esther and he'd be allowed to eat?
That's right. After Chatzos. After Mincha.
So why? Okay.
When Naftali was born to my son, Rav Meishi, so the priest Mille was on the eighth day Tanis Esther. So after Mincha, I broke my fast.
So why on Tanis
Bechoros
can you do it before
Chatzos? Because that's a minik according to everybody. Tanis Esther is a minik to most Hashem, but not according to the Shultes and the Bahag and Rabbi Tam. But But this is a minhag according to everybody. Yeah.
You said before that, that it's okay for women to learn Gemara, but they shouldn't learn it with together with men.
Unless she's especially smart.
And what's the reason?
Because if she's not especially smart, she might choose it to reify. To the matter of assuming, because of Rachmanis. To say, well, the Nazis don't have to be shot. We have to apply Rachmanis to them. And Yasser Arafat is a lady of Shalom, even though he didn't abandon his pledge of destroying the state of Israel.
He's talking about the issue of learning, women learning with men. He's not talking about the issue of women learning. He wants to know what's wrong with women learning with men.
Well, many years ago was Matya. But later, when Torah Mesorah built many yeshivas, he asked it. But in special situations, it's more, you know, let's say, in the far west or in the far south, where Jews have no yeshivas, then you are allowed to do it for a certain time.
Is there a kind of
binyanis
of making a seer or learning a mishnah to make a have an aliyah for shama? The shama actually have aliyah?
On your side?
Right, any time. You just make a seer for the person, let's say. Is it true that
the... I mean, there must be a certain chayv. Either on the outside you distribute Mishnayos or at the end of the Shleishim or something, but just like that Mekisim has no meaning.
Is it actually a schus? Does the Neshama
actually make Meliyah? It's not a schus for Neshama. It's a schus for the one who makes the seer.
So it doesn't do anything for the person who's
made it? So Mele, if children become more observant and bigger tzaddikim, so it's schus for the Nisham. Yeah.
Regarding your answer to Makom Kavua, does that answer apply to like your father's Makom or your mother's Makom also, or is that like somewhere?
Of course it applies to the father. The Gemara in Dush mentions it. Dafka l'gabe father or Rabbi Mubik, not l'gabe anyone else.
He's asking what you said before, that Makom Kavua is an exaggerated chazaka.
Yeah.
Does that apply? He's asking, does that apply
not
to sitting in your father's seat?
Not to father in the
Rebbe. Why not?
Because covered, Meira, not covered, Meira.
So it's not covered to a person?
That's right.
In Yom Tov in September, they're going to be making the Siyum HaShas for Daf Yomi. And I was wondering...
Next September?
This September.
Daf Yomi.
Daf Yomi Shir, they're going to be finishing
This September is over already.
Yeah.
There's a September. Now it's what? February.
Yeah.
In six months.
A few months. So when they finish Shas, I was wondering the Hadron that they say. What do they say? Do they just do it on that Masechta that they just finished, or do they do it like do they say Hadron?
And the Masechta that they finished.
They don't say the whole Shas.
Anux. Okay.
By Shluch HaKan from the Moron of Uchim to...
I know, because it can be reconciled the same way.
The same way, that same answer can be used for that.
My sister is ill, so in the Mishaberach for Cholos, I mentioned her name. So should I say Bas Imi Marasi, or should I say my mother's name?
When you speak to God, you don't say no.
So should I just say Imi, or should I just, say
Basi, whatever it is?
Or should I say like her, my mother's name?
Your mother's name.
I mean, either way, because like when you call, if you call up your father, you say Yamor Avimori.
Yeah, but because here you address the people, but here you address the Bishop.
Oh, okay. So I should say my mother's name.
Yeah. Is one allowed? Is one allowed to, when one's making a Shabirach for Cholin, if someone is making a Shabirach for a Rav, did someone say Harav or...
No.
No?
No Rav.
Why not?
No Rav. No Kibbutim when you address a Rabbinishram.
And also by the Indian of Shuach HaKain with the Pshat of the Rambam, who says that that it's to show compassion for the mother bird, because she has an innate desire to stay with her children, so we send her away.
Tarsorius,
yeah,
the mother.
It's Tarsorius. So.
But it's compassion for the whole species.
Then what?
Not only the species, but even the human race. Imagine if you destroy the rats, all the progress in medicine and technology would be removed. If medicine could not go.
So if it's compassion for the mother bird, then why is Shechita allowed?
So many scientists performed experiments that they showed that Shechita involves the least pain for the animal. If you chop off the head, it's much more pain.
So Shechita basically is a necessity.
Yeah, necessity.
So that's why we do it in the least possible way.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it shows rachamim for all animals, how come the chiyuv isn't for all animals? It's only for the mother of the bird. It should be for all animals, the mother.
Because the mother bird is more rachmanis.
So if you're taking a puppy away from the dog, from like a dog, from the mother, if you're taking a puppy, a little dog away from the mother dog, should you push away the mother dog first?
I don't think. There's no yin of kibbutz.
Because I thought you said that it's like on the animal, on the whole.
No. No yin of kibbutz. Only rachmanis.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
You have a question?
Yeah. I usually in the past few years have said, David, been the chazan for Musa on Shavuos, my grandfather's yard site. Recently, I've been taking longer to say Shemona Esrei, and I'm afraid it would be a tircha, for the tzibor.
So you shouldn't daven.
I shouldn't, even if it's just a little bit longer.
We'll just say Kaddish. Okay.
One of the boys asked me. He drives home. He's a Kohen, and he drives home. The bus takes him home, and it goes through the cemetery. Is there any problem because he's on the bus? Is that considered a chotzeitz, or that's because they go under trees?
No,
he goes in one lane past the cemetery, and one of the trees overhangs in that lane. He says that's the way the bus goes.
But it's a machlokon machlekes in Sarazgit about a mechitze that is only temporary, so it should be machmir.
So that means he can't be on the bus then. Or we have to change the...
Yeah.
It should be machmir.
Yeah. Or just bypass the cemetery.
If they can.
Why can't they?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.